All right, welcome back to the SMHR Heads podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Tong.
I'm Bethany Tong.
I'm Eric Zhang.
I'm Eric Fang.
I'm Samuel Liao.
And today we're just going to be talking about who we are and what we did last week. So, Sam, you want to start us off who you are?
Sure, I'm Samuel. Do I say what college this time?
I mean, if you insist,
yeah. Okay.
You can flex on it.
This is our 20th take. No, just kidding. It's our third take. So I'm gonna be a freshman at UCLA, studying civil engineering.
Smart people.
And I did civil engineering because I want to be a missionary, and that's why last week I was at Arizona doing YSMP, which is Youth Summer Missions Project. So a bunch of Chinese churches, we all come together and we all run VBSs all over the Native American populations.
You know, right. That's crazy, but you know what is crazier though, for real though? how we actually managed to do this. Like, I'm still kind of amazed, to be honest, how this was put together. Like, we literally were sitting at a McDonald's one day and we were just like, yo, and we were like, ooh, and into, wow. Just honestly, thank God, thank all of you. And to the Stardust family who let me advertise, you know what I look like now. I'm a fat Asian, so yeah. So we're moving on. Tell us about YSMP, Sam.
Okay.
What, I don't get to be introduced?
Okay.
We'll give you later.
What?
Go ahead.
Introduce yourself.
I guess not, yeah. Oh, wait.
Who are you?
Next? All right, I'm Eric Zhang. I'm going to be a senior in high school.
Ooh.
And I also went to YSMP with Samuel here.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, cool experiences.
So those two are the only ones that went to YSMP this year?
Because they're actually cool. So.
Yeah.
So I didn't, but I'm Gideon. And I'm going to be going to UC San Diego. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be studying engineering, specifically physics, but no one needs to know about that because no one talks about the physics majors.
Ouch.
But I mean, obviously, I'm going to the better school, so.
Excuse you.
Wow.
I actually met a physics major at YSMP. I'm trying to think of who it was, but I was like, dang, people study physics.
They're really
exactly, yeah.
Well, I feel like there's like a big like stereotype around those physics majors. Like they're always like the thin Asian glasses wearing guys. You're like, hey, did you catch the new titanium drop last week?
Titanium drop?
I mean like titanium chip drop.
What are you talking about? I've never heard anyone say that.
Well, anyway. I am Bethany Tong. I am going to be a sophomore this year in high school, and yeah.
Mm, wow. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in sophomore year?
I don't know. I heard it's going to be harder than freshman year, so I'm kind of nervous.
It only gets harder.
Whoa,
yeah, that's true.
That's
not even joking.
It's how life works.
Okay, well, that's great to know.
And not being called a freshman, because you get made fun of.
Really?
Yeah.
That's big.
Like at school rallies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like, go home.
I was
freshman.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly.
We're going to be freshmen.
Oh,
freshmen.
Wait, colleges have
rallies?
No, I don't know.
But they're still like,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think they just have sports games, right?
Games,
and they
yeah.
just have a marching band mm-hmm. to do spear in. That's all.
I know, like, there's like freshman status, sophomore status, but like, no one asks you what they are. They ask you, like, what year you are. So, like, first year, second year, third year, fourth year at college.
Oh, really?
So,
you didn't know that.
You guys can learn all these things when you go to college.
We can bring it back to the podcast.
And let our listeners know about college.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I thought I introduced myself already.
Do it again.
But I'm Eric Fang. I'm going to be a junior in high school next year. And yeah, I think 800 people now know what I look like. So,
spicy.
Yeah.
800.
Yes, 800.
You're famous, man.
I'm famous.
Wait, 800 people from what?
From the internet. So I'm going to...
How do you know it's 800?
Which platform?
It's like two people.
No, but if you're from Stardust, don't kill me. I love you.
Wait, what even is
And now
Stardust?
You know what I look like.
What is Stardust?
It's a Discord server I'm in, and I just... it's a Brawl Stars Discord server.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the one that I spammed advertised in. And so I'm, like, really toxic. So if they get take it personally, then, like, I think if I don't show up next podcast,
they're coming after you.
We'll know where you are.
Alright.
Your Brawl Stars reputation, my god.
Oh my.
I don't play Brawl Stars. I mean, I downloaded the game, but like, I don't know. To me, it seems like one of those like video games. You just like pick it up and you play it a couple times, and I'm like, oh.
I played it for like a week. I mean, it was a good week. But I didn't feel like playing it.
I literally just downloaded the game, so I mean, we'll see where I go with that. But
oh, you just downloaded
like two days ago.
Yo.
Yeah, so we're 2 days in.
Wow. So I'm like old. I've been playing for like almost 2.5 years since its released in beta. I'm like
I
the OG.
Never played. Never will.
Hey, LaMelo.
Wow. So cool.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of those super cell games. It's so like...
That's true.
You know how it
so
is.
It's super popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll just like go like this and it'll be like that, you know?
It's like
that's
this
why
part
you advertise them right now when it's like this.
Hey.
So they'll all watch us.
It's like an investment, right?
Yeah.
You invest in it now and you get out early.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's still worth something.
So all the people who you've advertised to, you'll say bye to them before it crashes down.
Also, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Safe face.
No.
Good to know.
I'm gonna be honest here. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was gonna say.
All right. So, Gideon, introduce yourself.
I already introduced myself.
Wait, you already did. Remember?
Already
well,
did?
I mean, UCSD.
So, I'm gonna talk about what I did last week.
Yeah,
okay?
What you do?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about our weeks.
Because I'm gonna...
You know what? Wait, wait, wait. Let's get back to why I said...
Wait, we gotta introduce Gilbert, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is Gilbert. He's related to YSMP. I think we can just tell how Gilbert existed, the YSMP. So.
Yes, tell us. I've never heard this.
I've never heard this before either.
Say
so
now?
I'm listening.
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Yeah, okay, so this is Gilbert. Gilbert is a duck, and he's permanently in this position.
Tragic accident.
Yeah. His neck is always funny. And I got Gilbert at an arcade in Phoenix.
Yes.
Phoenix, Arizona. Called Main Event.
Main Event.
It was like, it's one of those where you play the arcade games, you get like points on your card, and then for like a certain amount of points. And then I was like, wow, there's a duck.
Just Dave and Buster's, just Phoenix Edition.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, and this was like when MySMP was ending, and mm-hmm. so we just had some downtime and mm-hmm. went to an arcade.
Yeah.
So yeah, Gilbert was born.
So now let's talk about YSMP experiences.
Yeah, what we did before. You haven't even talked about what YSMP is first. You gotta explain what YSMP is.
No, they already did that.
No, your memory is like...
Yeah, Sam already explained.
Your RAM is full.
okay, whatever.
I guess in more detail, what happens is that a bunch of Chinese churches from a bunch of different states even, mostly California and Arizona, come down to Phoenix, and we all do like this opening rally. And then we split off into teams of two or three churches, and we go to Apache Baptist churches, because this is a Baptist thing. And then we support the local church. We ask them, what's going on with your church, and how can we help you? What's the best program we can do that supports the local people? And then we put on VBS, cooking classes are cool, volleyball camp, because Pastor Peter loves volleyball, and things like that to support the local church and get people like more hyped for Christ in that week. So that's YSMP. Yeah.
I mean one of the biggest parts of YSMP is like really not just like going on a mission trip, and of course like you're called to go on missions, but also just meeting so many people.
Yeah.
Like you really get to know people on this week where you literally spend pretty much every moment together. So, it's pretty bomb.
And even, like, this time, there's this church called CBC West LA. So, it's Chinese Baptist Church West LA. And they're staying over at the Phoenix Church with us. And we weren't going with them. We just played basketball with them.
Yeah.
And then we were like, yo, we still cool. You know, we just played basketball with them. I was like, it's just nice to meet other ABCs who are Christians like you. And then, even cooler that, since I'm going to CBC West LA, which is close to UCLA, I'll hopefully see some of those people.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that basketball game from 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah. You'll be seeing them in when? When does
it? So did you get beat or did you beat them?
Late September.
I think our team was pretty good.
I thought,
was I on your team?
I don't think you were.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
rivalry.
Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
The smiley faces.
Yeah. I came in late retreat.
I got you.
Yeah.
So we did this thing where, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of you know what Water Assassins is. But for those of you at home that don't know, it's like, basically what happens is that you have water guns and you try to shoot people with them. And it's like sort of honor system. If you get shot, then the other team gets points. And it's sort of like an honor system thing that the seniors usually do, like, during their senior year of school. And yep. So instead, like, of course there's like places where you can't do it, like in class you're like shooting water guns, you can't do that. But it's the same thing, except this is sticker assassins. So what you do is you take a sticker and you put it on someone's shoulder, and if they don't notice it there for 3 seconds and they don't brush it off in time, then you get a point, like 10 points or something. And like, basically, like, I just remember me being really try-hard, like, the first hour. Like, I was, like, going, like, spy, like, deer, like, rolling on tables, like, you get the idea. Like, just, like, getting all my sticker assassins. And then afterwards, I didn't really care. So, I noticed someone put, like, 2 stickers on me and just sat there. And so, it kind of died off early.
Yeah,
because, like, no one was really motivated to do it. Because, like, I feel like for the difference between this one and Water Assassins is, like, the amount of time given.
Right.
Like, you get really into it the first hour, and you, like, you kind of want to take a break for, like, the next day. But, like, for Water Assassins, it's, like, a year-long thing, so you can, like, take a break a day and come back, like, another
Wait, Water Assassins is year-long?
Well, in some...
It's a short school.
Typically, we start in, like, February, March.
Yeah, it's, like, a 4 or 6 month thing.
It's a while.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, personally, having participated in Water Assassins, I think Water Assassins has the same effect, just longer.
Yeah.
Because everyone, like, all the teams sign up for round one, and they're all like, we're going to win. So they, like, try really hard in round one, which might last, like, 3 to 6 weeks. But then all the teams, like, die, and, like, they don't care anymore. So, like, it becomes, like, really relaxed, like, after round one. There's, like, all these teams who try super hard, and all these teams who don't really care. It's totally all the teams who don't really care, like, get weeded out in the future rounds. Right. But some of them get lucky, and they survive until future rounds. I don't know. I feel like your experience is similar to that. Like, a bunch of people care in the first hour. I think also maybe like there's no incentive.
Yeah.
Right. Because like that. Water Assassins, if someone wins, like you get money. Like there's hundreds of dollars on the table.
Oh shoot.
Like you can.
So what's the award for sticker assassin?
Pride and then.
No, we got pride, ego, points, and since it's already over by now, we just got a bag of Jolly Ranchers if we won. Like, it wasn't even, like, one of those, like, big packs. It's, like, one of those, like, this big packs, you know, where it's, like, only a third of it is filled.
So you get diabetes, and you get a big ego.
Yeah, let's go.
Not gonna lie, Jolly Ranchers isn't that good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good.
I thought they were gonna give us one Jolly Rancher. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys won.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this was teams?
Yeah.
So how did you, like, get into teams?
They just yoded.
I popped
everyone.
In from ISP.
Oh, nice.
And got the guest speaker team.
Oh, I loved your cheer. It was so good.
It was like, we're the guest speaker.
No, we're team guest speaker.
I am
the guest speaker.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wait, that's so meta. Like,
dude, our team was the most uncreative team. Like, we literally, like, on the song quiz game where it's, like, you have to, like, you rotate teams and, like, each time, like, it comes to you, you have to come up with a song with the lyrics that have the word, like, let's say it was love, then we have to say, like, sing lyrics from a song with the lyric love in it. Our team, like, got knocked off, like, last, except the very last round where we got second to last. And also, our team chat was, like, based off happy birthday. So, like, it's so bad, honestly.
Well, we demonstrate.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let me remember it. We are the balls to you. We can't come number two, because we always win. And now we do the spin.
You're lying.
And was this, like, separated into you?
Yeah,
we had our own thing this time.
So only you for teams.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to, like, adults, but it's
so how many people are on
the
team?
It was, like, Matt and Jenna, really, the only adults. Mm. And Ryan's here.
Yeah.
Well.
Ryan.
Not really.
They're all above 18.
No.
Okay, we gotta give some context on summer retreat.
Though. Yeah.
So what happens at summer retreat, basically?
Well, like, since I'm the only one who stayed the whole time. I think it was just like a spiritual, like worldly break, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you had to take a break while like doing like fun things, but you also mm-hmm. learn more about God and you grow in your spiritual faith. This year's theme was spiritual battles. And the pastor we got was really chill because he went to college with Pastor Peter.
Oh yeah.
And like, he kept like referencing that and I felt like he was like flexing. But it was really chill and we learned about like temptation and what the devil wants from us.
Right.
It was really nice.
It's really short every year, but
yeah, and you never get any rest. So I'm like running on like 2 hours from now.
Same.
So you guys like separate into groups, and is it like your care groups or is it to like for teens? You know how you guys had like chance and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like to play Sticker Assassin. Like,
how big was your group?
9, 10, 8.
Oh,
8, 9,
that's
10.
A lot of people.
14.
I mean, like there was like a good amount of people on the first day.
Oh really?
Yeah, there's like maybe equal teams of like 8 or 9.
Dang.
Okay. And then you guys came as like equal teams of like 10.
And how many teams are there?
Four.
I see.
Was it four corners?
Apparently, this according to Thomas, like the event planner, he said that this was one of the like the smaller years, which is like
awesome.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because like a lot of the churches that come with us, like a lot of parents didn't go, so a lot of the kids didn't go. So it's like mostly just CCCTO kids with some Santa Barbara kids that showed up on the first day, then they'd like ditched on the second day.
Oh yeah, where'd they go?
Yeah, I have no idea where they went.
Did they originally stay overnight?
Yes.
So they just all disappeared?
Yeah. I saw them at, like, meals and stuff, but, like, after that, I never saw them again.
So they literally just up and, like, outed.
Yeah.
They went to the I don't know what they were doing. Hopefully. They didn't just...
So the people that showed up at the service today, Santa Barbara Church, that stood up. Was that most of the people or like half the people or
that was all the people from Santa Barbara. But the thing is that all the youth from Santa Barbara, I saw them stand up. I'm like, wait, where were you guys?
I don't think it's recording anymore.
What?
There was like a timer in the corner. Maybe the SD card is full or something.
Oh, we got trolled.
Uh-oh, how far are
we? Well,
we can just use the audio.
Hold on.
Or Gilbert. Or Gilbert riding a
bicycle.
Can you restart the audio again?
What's the video?
Let's look at that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Just shout out to our camera woman.
Yeah,
yeah, shout out to Thea.
Yeah.
That's my sister, by the way.
Hey!
So proud.
Hi, Matthias' brother.
Hi, Dylan's brother.
Oh, is this still filming?
Eric.
Is this still filming?
I'm coming.
Okay, so,
Should we sync the audio again?
No, I think we'll be good.
Wait.
Well, now I have a big spike in my... three big spikes in my...
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's true. If we cut, we should...
I'm cutting it.
So what are your summer plans? And what have you done this summer?
Oh, good.
We haven't talked about this.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We should talk about that.
Good question.
So far, what have you guys been doing?
You know, before I just want to say this one thing.
Yes.
Yes.
So the whole summer, in my opinion, is either going out and being broke, working and being sad, or staying home and being bored.
True.
So that's like my...
Or doing summer school and being sad.
And being sad. Yes.
That's work.
That's work. So like, that's like what I think summer really is. It's
right
really not
now.
A break. It's just like a lot of emotions. It's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
So
like, up here, I'm like broke and having fun, but then I'm sad and working.
You know, I think right now I'm trying to pick the option that's going out and being broke, but it's not working. Because, like, number one, I'm like cheap, so I don't like to spend money.
All right,
so
here,
like, that's good. So you're not broke.
Bring the money here.
Oh,
Let's spread it.
Here, let's talk about Gideon for a second right now. Because we're on the topic of him being cheap. Like, this man, you gotta know some stuff about this man.
A lot of
okay,
stuff.
This guy, he literally has like 5 billion spreadsheets of like everything.
Very
like,
true.
Like, tell us about your spreadsheets.
What spreadsheet do you want to know about?
Tell us about your most prized spreadsheet.
Yeah. How about one about like food?
Share it with our audience.
Oh, yeah, I have a food deal spreadsheet mm-hmm. that keeps track of current prices of every single restaurant within 100 miles of me. It keeps track of the current deals of all the restaurants, and anytime the restaurant offers a freebie, it keeps track of methods to obtain the freebie more than once. So...
So you know who my parents ask whenever we go out to eat to get deals? Like, Gideon!
That's a true statement. They always, every time we go out, my dad asks me if there's another free burger. At this point, I think just in the school year alone, I've claimed over 100 free burgers.
Oh.
Yes. And I've also given a lot of them out to my friends and like codes and things. So
that's like,
do you do this on
two donuts right there?
Do you do this Whoa. On Excel?
Well, it depends. So a lot of things I do are either internet connected or they're automated. So I have like a server that runs 24/7 and automatically updates the spreadsheets for me. Because who in their right mind would spend their hours updating spreadsheets manually? Like there are thousands and thousands of entries in some of my spreadsheets. I would never have the time to like update them myself. So Google Sheets uses a different programming language called JavaScript.
Not sponsored.
Than Microsoft Excel. Microsoft Excel uses something called macro scripting, which is Visual Basic. So it doesn't really matter what they are other than they're two different languages.
Okay,
they do two different things. Yeah. So for example, if I want something internet connected, like maybe I'm keeping track of a current deal or I'm keeping track of the current price of a stock, I'm going to use Google Sheets. But if I'm doing something that requires a complex calculation, I'm going to use Microsoft Excel because it's a lot more powerful and it can run directly on my computer, so it runs way faster.
That's
so
true.
I use both.
Even for like biology class, when you want just to do easy stuff, you use Google Sheets. When you want to do complex like t-tests, you want to use Excel.
T-tests?
So, yeah.
One sample
so
t-test?
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
One sample t-test? No.
Honestly, every time I go out with Gideon to hang out, it's always like when we pass a restaurant, it's like, hey, you want a free something? And I'm like, Gideon, we just ate. And he's like, well, then it'll be wasted. I'm like, come on, Gideon. Like, honestly, I feel like he discounts more than your average, like, mom. To
be honest. Your average Asian mom.
More than, like, average anyone.
Like, have you seen the show on TLC? Oh, TLC.
Extreme.
Extreme Cheesecakes.
That's a good show.
Oh, my gosh. Eventually, I'm going to visit Gideon one day, and he's going to... So, in Extreme Cheesecakes, they usually get as many coupons as and discounts as they can to the point where the like the supermarkets or the stores actually have to pay them for buying their product.
Yes.
Because that's how many discounts they get. And but they also have this room with just a ton of things they don't need, but I felt like, oh, that's a good discount. I should get it while I have it.
Yes.
And so I feel like I'm gonna visit Gideon one day. He's gonna there's gonna like instead of like living like sleeping in his master bedroom, he's gonna move into one of the side bedrooms and it's gonna be like his stock room of things. And he just felt like, oh, I can't let this discount go to waste.
You know, that's the thing though, right? I'm not gonna waste my money, right? If I have to, if I get 50% off something, I still have to pay the other 50%.
No, but here's the thing about Extreme Cheapskates. They get paid to buy the product because that's how big their discounts are.
Mm-hmm. It's Extreme Cheapskates.
I see. I'll eventually get there.
You see a steamy dorm filled with bottles
guys,
of shampoo.
Guys, next time we see Gideon, he visits from college, he'll actually, his dorm will be full of all this free stuff that he got paid for.
My dorm's not going to be full. You realize I have two other roommates.
How did you find your roommates?
I found my roommates on the internet. Did you find your roommates yet?
Yeah, well, one random, one from school, like an acquaintance.
So random, did you use the school system?
Yeah.
Okay, and then your school acquaintance, you just knew him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did it differently. So the way it works at UC San Diego is there are 6 colleges, and so you're assigned to one of the colleges, and you only can room with people from that college. So obviously, I do have like a couple people I know from my school who are going to the like same like university, right? But we're not going to the same college, so I can't room with them, even if I wanted to or didn't want to. We don't talk about that.
No, just kidding. I'm not using that word.
So what I eventually did was I just went on Facebook and I was like, yeah, I know Facebook for old people, but
wow.
I just went on Facebook and I was like, looking
by the
for
way,
people.
Since we aren't old, we have an Instagram, so follow us. It'll be linked down below at SMHR Heads Podcast.
Yeah, we're
and
on
Twitter.
Yeah,
our Twitter is SMHR Heads.
And
so,
our website, smhrheads.com.
And please follow us on Spotify.
And we're going to make a WeChat soon. Oh, your Asian moms want to.
Hi, mom.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I was talking about how I found my roommates.
Yeah.
So I went on Facebook and I was like scrolling through people and I was like, this is a waste of time. So I wrote a program to automatically message everybody on Facebook who matched like this criteria, you know, in the same college, what kind of majors, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It didn't work.
Yeah, because that's so specific.
My program only found 8 people, and all 8 people already had a roommate. So, that was a failure. So our college also has like a spreadsheet where you can like add your own information. So I added myself in the information, and like 3 weeks later, some guy contacts me on Snapchat and is like, "Hey, you want to be roommates?" And I was like, and he, like, we exchanged some messages, talked to him. He's like, I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever. We'll be roommates." So I need to find a third person. And then so I was like, so our college also has like a group chat on GroupMe, and some like I've never said anything ever.
Archaic.
Yeah, I know, but I've never said anything in that chat ever. And somebody just messaged me on GroupMe. It's like, "Hey, I found you on GroupMe. Like, you wanna be roommates?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, whatever." And so that's how I found my two roommates. So I'm gonna be in a classic triple. So, you know, most cramped classic space there is.
Yeah, classic triple.
So,
maybe you can knock a secret tunnel in the wall and put all your discount things there.
You just, like, knock yourself into the other dude's dorm.
I'll be taking over this bullshit.
Be like, "Hey, man.
Hey. There's probably, like, that one kid who, like, somehow, like, their roommate, like, disappeared the last second. Because he, like, went to another college or something. Yeah. So, like, I'll just take over, like, the empty, like, bed.
Oh. What if you're that dude, though?
I have to find a way to get rid of both of them. Yeah, but then, don't you get assigned another roommate, like, the next year, though? So they can conserve space?
I don't think the roommates are the same year to year unless you request them again.
Yeah, right. I think you have to choose them.
Like, your rooms don't stay. You can't, like, beach leave your stuff there. You have to move out.
Yeah.
So.
And usually, don't people only the first year they live in the dorm? Or first, second year?
I have no idea. I know there's some seniors who are, like, in the dorms.
Yeah, but they could be, like, scholarship all the way.
Yeah. Oh, true. Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's expensive, though. I think it's, like, what, $14,000 a year for room and board or something?
It's crazy.
Isn't it better just to, like, find a family, like, a host?
Yeah, because then you end up paying, like, less than $1,000 a month.
But you're allowed to. First and second year, you have to
live. Well, no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to.
There's some that make you stay in the dorms for, like, the first year or something.
It depends on the school. Depends on the major. Depends on, like, whether you get not, you qualify for scholarships or scholarship money or... So.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Scholarships are fun.
This is sort of off topic again, but can we have like a pee break?
No, next time.
Oh yeah, next time.
Okay. You go use the restroom and come back.
For the rest of our summer.
Bethany's cliffhanger.
So thank you for watching our.
Wait. So when do you go to UCLA?
Late September. September. But I don't know when. You can check the website.
Yeah, late September.
Yeah,
that's the same for me too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We'll be barely seeing.
That's gonna be so
come
weird.
Visit us.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I'm kind of sad that it's late September because like I don't know. I kind of wanted to be earlier, like all the other colleges, because then I have this whole month where it's just gonna be me and Sam, and all the other future college freshmen are gonna be like already started college, and they're gonna be like, "Hey, so what are you doing?" And I'll be like, "Not college."
Hey! Same. Not college game on the couch.
You'll be in school game. Yeah.
Ew.
You know, I just realized something. It's completely off topic.
What?
But the mic is right here. And I keep drinking my water, and every time the water goes down, it makes like this splooshy sound. So I'm scared that the mic is gonna pick up this huge splooshy sound every single time I put it down.
We'll find out.
We'll probably find out eventually, so.
It's fine.
Let us know in the comments if you want Eric to do an ASMR.
If you made it this far.
If we hit 5 million subscribers, we're gonna do an ASMR video.
Yeah, so hit that
subscribe button. If you made it to this part of the video, make sure to comment # sploosh in the comments below.
Hold on.
Wait, I saw the stickers on your shirt, Sam. Where'd you get them?
Thank you for watching or listening to our podcast. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other popular podcast platforms or any podcast that you use. Check us out on our website at smhrheads.com. Check us out on Twitter at smhrheads and on Instagram at smhrheadpodcast.
Bye! Bye.